On this Tuesday, let's check the numbers in Chicago as they're currently trading on the last tick. Corn futures up 2.5 cents at 367¾ in the July. December up 2¼ at 385¾. July beans 9552 up 7¾. November at 926½ up 6¼. Bean meal $3 higher. Bean oil up 18 cents. Soft red winter wheat in the July up a nickel at 533. The hard red at 551¼, 6¾ higher. Live cattle futures 5 cents higher at 153.52½. The feeders at 223.25, 17.5 cents higher. And lean hogs for the day at $81.60 on their last trade, up a nickel. On the phone line to take a look at these numbers and the crop progress reports and expectations for the rest of the day, Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning to you, Pete. I'd like to start with the crop progress reports. It shows us that for soybeans, normally we are 81% planted on the 5-year rolling average, 79% this year. That sounds not so bad, but there are a couple of states, Kansas and Missouri. I've been going through the numbers too many times. Kansas and Missouri, which are both 30% and 31% only, and they're normally much further along. What are your expectations out of that report, and what does it mean, if anything?
Well, they're far enough south they can plant clear into July, so that helps. And if you get rains later on, late planting, you can still produce a good crop. But if they can't, there's quite a few acreages there that, you know, they might move to something else or might go into the program of not being able to plant. But luckily, those are, you know, places where they can plant for another 3 weeks without too much trouble if it would dry out.
And the Iowa statisticians reporting that the southwest and the south central districts, I think, were 51% and 65% soybean planted. So they're lagging well behind, but that's all in that same region. Drew Lerner just told us that they'd probably get some wet weather, so it'll be interesting to watch that as it unfolds. What are you thinking about tomorrow's USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates? Due at 11 o'clock Central.
Well, it's expected to cut soybean carryout maybe 10. It's expected to raise carryout on corn 20 to 30. Basically, more usage of beans than expected and less usage of corn. And then worldwide, it could move things around but still show that there's plenty of everything available. So it's expected to cut the bean a little for this year. It's expected to raise the carryout on corn a little bit, and then 15, 16 to have even higher carryout numbers.
Are you worried about producers who have old crop corn left in the bin?
Yes.
Very worried?
Yes.
Worried enough to try to get them to move it?
You know, if we're up 2 to 3 today on corn, we've been trying to get them to move it for a long time. Once this report's over, if the weather continues good, old crop could really go down more.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Have a great one.
You too. That, of course, is Pete Manhart. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. The numbers again in Chicago are trading like this. Corn futures are up 2.5 in the July. December up 2 for the day. Beans are up 7¾ in the lead. November up 6¼. Bean meal 3.10 higher. Bean oil up 19 cents. Live cattle futures are down just a couple of cents. Feeder cattle up about 17. Lean hogs are nickel lower. And the wheat futures are 3 to 5 cents higher for the day. The outside markets show us crude oil at $59.91 a barrel. They're up $1.77. The wholesale price of gasoline, $2.09 is 5 1/10 cents higher. And ethanol futures just about unchanged at $1.55 1/10. This is WILL and Illinois Public Media, AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 9 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. Diesel fuel is now trading at $1.91 4 cents. That's 5 9/10 cents higher. Back in just about 1 hour with another update.